You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Jeremy Branham and Joe George.
He's Joe. I'm the Huntington Bank bad boy, Jeremy, and we go straight out to the HR&P guest line. We're being joined by the finest handicapper in all the land, Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports, joining us now. Lee, I hope you had a great Thanksgiving. I hope you had phenomenal holidays. Nobody cares about that. They want the picks. Let's start with the SEC title game, a rematch. Georgia, 2.5-point favorites over the Tide. Do you expect Bama to roll?
I do, and you know, what we saw Tuesday night after the seedings were announced, I mean, Hunter Yurecek, his excuse that Alabama was moved up because they thought that Alabama looked good and said something about them leading 17-0 and then a great 4th-and-2 call and then recovering a fumble. I mean, I thought they played 60 minutes, Hunter. I know that you're in bed with ESPN. We understand that, but just say, be honest. You know, you moved them up one spot to protect them in case they get blown out, and I think it could happen. Now, Georgia's had an absolute horror show playing Alabama of late. They lost their 33-game winning streak this year to Alabama, but most of that streak was when Nick Saban was the head coach. They didn't show anything last week when they were playing against Georgia Tech. They had 3 goals. Don't show a lot, win the game, and come out without any major injuries, and they were able to do it on all 3 accounts here. So I think Alabama's having trouble scoring, only 2 touchdowns against LSU at home, and also running the football here. I think Georgia's going to lay it on them here, 35-14, dogs. We're going to see what's going to happen on Tuesday night. We might have absolute chaos.
Lee, earlier this season, Texas Tech beat BYU 29-7. That BYU is 12.5-point underdogs in this one for the Big 12 title. How do you see this one playing out?
So when I watched that game, I looked to a buddy of mine. I'm like, this is a final 29-7. The score should have been like 40-0. I mean, Texas Tech dominated. So their defense, top 10 in almost every major statistical category. But let's look at BYU. I just think it wasn't their day. Everything they could do wrong, passes going off receiver's hand and defender's arms. This wasn't their day. They still have won 11 games. That's the only game that they lost. People are talking about Tech, you know, bringing so many fans. BYU, outside of Notre Dame, they might be the best traveling road show out there. Also, Kalani Sitake, he stayed on, and I think that's a big plus for these players. And I think BYU is going to make some adjustments here. It's tough to beat a team twice, especially by that wide a margin. I think Tech escapes here 30-24.
Texas Tech should take one for the team, Lee. They should take one for the team. Get 2 Big 12 teams into the playoff. Just rest your starters. Yep. Let BYU roll. Lee Sterling joining us on the HR&P guest line. Lee, you can find all his information, Paramount Sports. Let's switch to the NFL here, Lee. Big one in the AFC, especially for Cincinnati. Like, they could get back into the AFC North race. Problem is they take on Buffalo. Buffalo favored by 5.5. How do you see this one playing out?
Well, the other game, you're going to have two teams that are 6-6, and they're going to be looking back at a team two games behind them. If Cincy wins this game, look out. The Bengals defense always plays better. Who knows why when Joe Burrow is under center. Maybe he's just more motivated. They're number one in time of possession on the road. So they just control the ball and the clock. I think Buffalo still has weaknesses here, and you guys exposed a lot of them about 2 weeks ago. So I'm taking Cincinnati. Why not? Wrong team. Straight up Bengals. Pull the upset here. Wrong team favored over Buffalo, 30-27.
That'd be fun.
All right. Yeah. Lee, Daniel Jones, he's hobbled. He's got a fracture in his leg, and we saw the Texans, you know, kind of take advantage of that in some ways last weekend. They're 1.5-point favorites versus Jacksonville, a massive game here in the AFC South. Who takes this one?
So I know. Indianapolis, 0-10. That's it. 0-10 straight up in Duval County. It's been a horror show for them. But Jacksonville's without one starting offensive lineman, three of the other four, game-time decision. I think Indianapolis, as long as Danny Dimes doesn't, throw up all over himself here, I think they've got a chance to win this game and win pretty easy. So they can throw and run. And Jacksonville, they need to have the running game open it up for play action here. So I think Indianapolis is going to be motivated. I think they're a deeper team. I like the Colts here. They're begging you to take Jacksonville. Don't fall for the trap. I like the Colts 27-20 over the Jaguars.
Let's take a look at the local 11. They're traveling to Arrowhead, a place they've not had great success, Lee. It's going to be cold, sub-freezing temperatures at Arrowhead, prime time, Sunday night. Texans have a chance to potentially bury the Chiefs. Chiefs, though, 3.5-point favorites. How do you see this one playing out?
So I think teams have figured out Andy Reid's play calling, and their offensive line is really beaten up. Obviously, the Texans' offensive line isn't great either, but, you know, that offensive line, I think that they're going to do a number on them. So it is going to be cold. It's going to be, you know, low 20s. It's going to be windy out there. That Arctic vortex is going to be blowing. But I think Houston can hang here because of defense. That is the best unit here on the field here. Red team favored, Texans 20-17 here over the Chiefs.
Lee, what's the game of the week, and where can people find it?
Game of the week is going to be tonight, Lions and Cowboys. This is basically an elimination game. How about this? First five callers, call 800-400-9741. They're going to get the game for free, 800-400-9741. You want the Lions and the Cowboys tonight, one of the best games we've seen a long, long time on a Thursday night. So 800-400-9741. And how about the winning? 9 of 11 winning weeks. We are on a roll here. We call it Double Down December. You can get every single game from tonight all the way through the end of the month. You're going to get championship weekend in college football, two rounds of college playoff action, over 30 college bowl games, and in the NFL last 11 weeks, we're 37-17-1. Use coupon code SAVE100 to check out to $397. No one can touch our record. Just one place, ParamountSports.com.
Can't touch it, Lee. Love it. Enjoy your football weekend.
Okay, sounds good, guys. Take care. Be safe.
We will. Lee Sterling. You know what? I take that back. I'm going to be as unsafe as possible. I'm going to be dangerously unsafe.
Because you're the Huntington Bank bad boy.
That's right. Lee, I appreciate the advice. I reject it. I'm going to be famously unsafe. All right, 713-780-ESPN. Great stuff from Lee. And you know what? I'm going to be famously unsafe when we come back. Because coming up next is The Fix. I have no idea how I did last week. I won a five-team parlay last Sunday.
I'm assuming you're 1-2 last week.
I won a five-team parlay, and I didn't realize it until this morning.
Oh, really?
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
How did you find out? Did you just find the betting slip in your wallet or something?
No, because I went to make my bets for today.
Oh, okay.
So I was looking at last week's games that I played. Because I keep notes of like what games I play, but I don't sweat them. Like I kind of forget about them. I have a lot going on. And I don't look at them until I make the next week's plays. So I went in and looked at my records, and I was like, I got to the fifth game. I was like, did I win this parlay? And I did. I won a five-team parlay. So your boy's red hot. And I stay red hot next. With The Fix. It's Jeremy and Joe, ESPN 97.5, 97.9 HD2.
All right, but before we go to that break and get to our picks on the other side, let me tell you about Burger Chan once again. And look, we've eaten a lot of Thanksgiving style food, right? You probably had it on Thursday. You had leftovers on Friday. Maybe you made a bunch of food because a bunch of people were over and they were picky eaters and eating all of it. You're maybe eating it Saturday and Sunday as well. So you are done with the dry turkey and the stuffing and the cranberry and all that. Let's eat some real food. Let's go down to Burger Chan. If you're in the Gallery area, it's right downstairs from us here at 5353 West Alabama. But if you're in the Gallery area, make sure you stop by because they have an award-winning menu. We're talking about one of the best restaurants in the country, according to Yelp, in both 2023 and 2024. And they've got all that non-Thanksgiving food you've been craving after having to endure all that during this last week. You got great burgers, great falafel, hot dogs, breakfast sandwiches, chicken sandwiches, fried fish sandwiches. They now have turkey burgers if you're looking for a healthier option. All of it award-winning, all of it in-house made, scratch-made, and made to order. So what you get is a truly unique, custom-built sandwich, chicken sandwich, breakfast sandwich just for you. And make sure you stop by on Mondays in particular because every Monday after the Texans win, which, hey, four in a row, Davis Mills and CJ Stroud, four wins in a row, 4 weeks in a row, you've had a chance to get a free side with your entree. So if the Texans beat the Chiefs this Sunday, make sure to stop by on Monday, mention my name, mention ESPN 97.5, or say, go Texans, and you'll get a free side with your entree. I'll probably go with curly fries with my burger, but look, they've got cheese curds, they've got tater tots, regular or spicy. You can get fries in as well. Lots of great sides there to get along with your entree. Remember, you've got more hours now to try out that menu as well. Now open Monday for lunch service when they used to be closed, and now open until 9 for dinner service Wednesday through Saturday. So stop by Burger Chan, but especially on Monday if the Texans win. Find them at 5353 West Alabama. Best burgers in the city. See the whole menu at BurgerChanHTX.com.
ESPN 97.5. This is Jeremy and Joe, live from the Huntington Bank Studios. Here's Jeremy Branham and Joe George.
He's Joe. I'm Jeremy. It's time for The Fix. We hand you mostly losers, but we like to do it for fun. Whoever built this spreadsheet's a noob when it comes
to
Excel. Because you put the most recent all the way at the bottom. So you have to scroll all the way down, and it takes you away from seeing the overall standings. You should have went most recent week at the top. Longest week away in the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
You should have went reverse order. You went 2 through, I guess you're the one who built it because you're being defensive. You went
14. Jeremy, I'm not being defensive. I'm being defensive now because you said I'm being defensive. I was about to agree with you and
who
say that makes
this?
Sense.
Who built it?
I built it.
Yeah, you should have went 14 through 2, not 2 through 14. It's the little things.
If that makes sense. I'm not going to change it, though, now.
Out of spite? So, you got a spite sheet going?
I can give you editing power and you can flip it.
That's way too much work.
Exactly.
I'd rather just scroll up and down.
It's too late now. For next year, good note.
He's got a spice
this year,
going.
We're pot committed.
All right. So I was 1-2 last week. Brian was 1-2 last week. Joe was 2-1. Joe's leading the way at a juggernaut pace. 19-17 on the year. He's losing money because of the VIG. Brian's at 16-20. I'm at 14-22. The play here is to fade us. That is the play. Why do you guys keep doing this? Y'all stink. Y'all are terrible. Yeah, you're welcome. Fade us. Fade us. We're giving away money. You just have to fade us. Don't tell us. T-A-I-L. Fade us. I'll go first because I have the worst record. And we do this like in a draft, 3-round draft. Snake that sucker. I will go first. I will be taking the over in Las Vegas and Denver. It's a low number, 40.5. I think that the Raiders got a little bit of punch. I think the Broncos have excellent defense, but the Raiders got a little bit of punch, and I think the Broncos can score at will. I think the number's too low. Give me the Raiders and Broncos over 40.5.
I'm also taking an over for my first pick in the NFL as well. And this is I'm fading Lee a little bit here, so I'm a little nervous about it. He had the under by his score winning what he just gave us. But give me over 41.5 for Texans Chiefs. This feels like a 23-20 type of game. I think people are worrying a little too much about the weather. It's not a blizzard. It's going to be cold, but it's not a blizzard. So give me the over 41.5 Texans Chiefs.
All right, let's go right to college football here then. I need it this weekend, so I'm rooting for it. Give me Texas Tech minus 12.5. I need it this weekend big time. I think they're way better than BYU, so I'll take Tech for my first game here. And then I'm going to take the over in Indianapolis, which you can listen to this game right here on this radio station on Saturday. Take the over 47.5 of Indiana and Ohio State.
All right, I'm going to live dangerously because one of my plays was the under of that exact same game. I don't know if we've done that before.
We have.
Opposite plays in the same game. But give me under 47.5 for Indiana against Ohio State. I like these defenses. I know Fernando Mendoza might win the Heisman or Julian Sain, but I like these defenses a lot. I think we get an under here.
I wasn't paying attention to anything you guys said. Hopefully, I don't double up on anything y'all had. I'm going to take Baltimore. I know Lamar Jackson's not practicing, but that ankle looks like it's bothering him. Looks like it's going to be an issue all season long. Don't care. Steelers stink. Give me the Ravens minus 5.5. They'll figure out, quote the Branham, nevermore. And then just for the because the Texans always win when I bet against them, and because I love you all. I love all you Texans fans. I always have, always will. Give me Kansas City minus 3.5 at Arrowhead. Frigid temperatures, sub-zero. Chiefs are desperate. KC minus 3.5 over the local 11.
Speaking of cold, it's looking like snow in Buffalo this weekend. Ooh, so I'm betting the under of this game. Bills or Bengals at Bills. The over-under is 53.5. It looks like snow on Sunday. Give me the under 53.5.
Snow, yeah, I like that one. I didn't know it was snowing. I was going to go over until you said that. So thank you for mentioning that little nugget there, Brian. I'm going to go for a rebound performance last week. I bet on the Rams last week. It hurt me. They're going West Coast to East Coast. I think they crushed the Cardinals on Sunday. I'll take the Rams minus 8.5 in this game.
Are we done?
Yep,
that's
we're done.
It.
That was fun. I think we did that in record pace.
You weren't listening, so it was going really fast.
I wasn't. Key from L.A. was over by the practice field today working. Sick flex. Key from L.A. has a job. He says the Texans were outside in the cold practicing. I hope so. It's going to be like 25 degrees at kickoff.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Working outside right now in the low 50s really going to prepare you for sub-30?
Baby steps?
It would help. It's better than being inside.
Yeah, it's better than being inside, but it's not like it's going to, you know, tough you
What do
up.
You want them to do? Go work out in an ice cooler?
What I'm saying is this doesn't matter. If either they're either going to be ready for it or they're not. Working outside in 53-degree weather doesn't prepare you for 27.
It prepares you better than 72 in the tent.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I just don't think it matters.
I think it helps a little bit. Doesn't help a lot of it. It helps a little bit.
I think you're agreeing with me then.
You know one of my
I am.
You know one of my least favorite narratives that exist? Well, they're from Houston. They're not used to it.
Yeah.
CJ Stroud played at Ohio State. Kate Stover played at Ohio State.
Nico Collins played at Michigan.
Danielle Hunter played in the NFC North. Nico Collins played at Michigan.
NFC North in a dome, but yeah.
They never go on the road. They played all their games at home, Brian.
Well, I mean, Detroit's Chicago and Green Bay, that's fair. But I mean,
Brian thinks they're on that permanent home schedule up there. Skull means 16 games at home.
You said that about CJ because he played in Ohio. Like,
well,
Danielle
Hunter
home base.
Played football
I know,
in the NFC North.
It's two games a year, though.
Freaking Pat Mahomes from Texas. I know he's conditioned to it now, but you get my point. Oh, they're from Houston. They don't know cold. Half their roster's from the North.
Yes, if not more.
You know who really struggles with the cold, though?
Who's that?
D'Amico Ryans. You remember last year? Remember last year? Like, it just he's affected by it. Like, you can tell that, not like in terms of his, you know, game day operation. I'm not saying he's calling bad timeouts because he's cold. I'm just saying, look what he's wearing on the sidelines whenever it's cold outside. The dude wears the most clothing for a head coach on a cold day than I've ever seen. Ever. Ever. Like, he's going to have four jackets on. He's going to have the turtleneck. He's going to have the hoodie. Watch. You watch on Sunday and see how much clothes D'Amico Ryans is wearing. Because I remember last year in the playoffs, he had on so much clothes. D'Amico did.
And now he's not even calling plays, so maybe there's even more clothes now.
Yeah.
I mean, wear gloves. Protect yourself.
It's going to be watch that. I'm looking forward to that, how much clothes D'Amico Ryans is wearing on Sunday. Something you never thought you would hear on sports radio.
Over under on how many layers?
I mean, at least three.
So the number is 2.5 or 3.5?
I'll put it at 2.5. Four seems extreme.
Yeah, four seems excessive.
It's going to be 25, not 2.5. Like, 25 is not terrible.
Yeah.
I mean, I brave the elements. Remember the Independence Bowl a few years ago?
I don't.
The pipes were busted. It was so cold. You couldn't go to the bathroom in the upper deck of the old Independence. I forget what they play. The stadium's called. I think it's just called Independence Stadium, actually. Branham being unsafe means he's pumping gas with his engine running. A true baddie. There you go. That's what they call me. It's like true they baddie. Did in Zoolander whenever they had the orange mocha frappuccino fight. Remember that? And then they all died? Mm-hmm. If I'm supposed to fade your picture, you counting who's winning at the station by who is the most wrong, like Joe just sucks the most and now he's winning. No, we're actually doing the opposite, which means I am the biggest winner because I'm giving you the most amount of money because you're fading me and I'm losing the most. Maybe they should go outside and practice in the 50-degree weather and only wear their jock straps, their helmets, and their shoulder pads.
What is that? No one wants to see that.
It's the opposite of macho. I feel a little disrespected by Brian saying that it won't help. Shoot, stay outside all day long with the drizzly rain. You'll have boogers coming down your nose. Toes are frozen. Facts.
I won't be frozen. It's 55.
Ryan's also played pro ball. Could probably mess with his joints and surgically repaired areas. It's a fair point. It sounds funny, but it's a fair
DeMeco
point.
I mean, DeMeco did spend a couple seasons in Philly. I guess it didn't toughen him up.
Belichick minus 40, a hoodie. DeMeco Ryan's wears so much clothes when it's cold, guys. Yeah. You watch. You watch. All right, let's get to Adam Ronis. Adam Ronis wants you to win your fantasy football weekend, and he's going to give you the tips in order to do that. Adam Ronis joins us next. It's Jeremy and Joe on ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2.
Affordability, it's the biggest problem right now in today's car market. New vehicles are averaging nearly $48,000, and most people's wages, they're just not keeping up. And that's why some of us are stuck with a seven-year loan on their car. Most people, they change cars, or they want to change cars at least every 3 years, but you can't do that when you got all this negative equity and you're stuck with that older car. At D&M Leasing, they solve those problems with the Easy Lease, offering lower monthly payments, no money down, and terms that make sense. All you got to do right now, go to dmautoleasing.com or call 713-290-1000 to be connected with one of their agents. They will walk you through the entire leasing process, what goes into it, what your low rates are going to look like. If you know what car you're going to get into, what car you want, you can get that thing within 24 to 72 hours, and everything is done online at home, DocuSign, all of it. Don't have to go anywhere to get your car, and they'll even bring it to you. Just go to dmautoleasing.com or call 713-290-1000 for no payments until 2026 and tell them ESPN 97.5 sent you by.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. You're back with Jeremy and Joe, broadcasting live from inside the Huntington Bank Studios.
On ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2.
He's Joe. I'm the Huntington Bank bad boy, Jeremy. We go straight out to the HRMP guest line, being joined by our dear friend Adam Ronis. Catch him on Fantasy Life on Sirius XM. Adam, I haven't seen news on him on Raw. Everybody's saying it's unlikely he plays today. I haven't seen him officially ruled out, but unlikely he'll play tonight. Great Thursday night game between the Lions and the Cowboys, by the way. If Amon Ra is out, is there anything worth playing for Detroit, whether it's DFS, whether it's single slate game, whether it's your fantasy weekend and you're desperately needing a victory in order to qualify for your fantasy league playoffs?
Yeah, I mean, obviously you're getting in Jahmyr Gibbs, you're getting in Jameson Williams. I think Isaac Tesla, you can look at, he played over 90% of the snaps last week, only had a couple of targets, but, you know, again, DFS, yeah, you're going to look at him. He ran 83.9% of the routes last week. He's had a few touchdowns this year, so you would look at him. I think even in deeper leagues, you can look at him as well, but yeah, this is a game that we expect to be high scoring. I think it's a little bit different than the typical Thursday night game, too, because they're not on short rest. They each played last Thursday, so they've had a full week. So it's your typical guys that you have in this game. You're going to play them. But I think Isaac Tesla would be the guy that we normally don't play that you would look at if St. Brown does indeed sit. Like we all expect, but I would not be surprised if he plays. This guy's tough, and I think he's going to try and get out there because it's such an important game for Detroit. But we'll see if his ankle allows him to do this.
Adam, it feels like at this point in the season, you're probably out of the playoffs if you spent a first-round pick on Justin Jefferson. But if somehow you're in contention, I mean, what are you doing with them? We're just riding it out and hoping that J.J. McCarthy comes back and actually starts throwing the ball. What's the concern level here if you've got him at this point in the season?
Obviously, the concern level is high, but I think if you look a lot of receivers in his range, you could say the same case about all of them, right? Like, there comes a point where it's like, okay, well, who am I going to start over? And you get to that area. Romo Odunze, there's issues with him. Emeka Egbuka, there's issues with him. So we can go down the list, and you can go through all these receivers. They all have major concerns. Michael Pittman, Zay Flowers, I can go on and on. We could be here all night with those. So all of them have concerns outside of the elite guys. What you have to hope is that this is a really good matchup this week against Washington, and you're banking on the talent, right? And you're banking on McCarthy can figure it out. And he's had flashes where he's made plays, but other times he just cannot make the throws. So, yeah, if you have Justin Jefferson at this point and you survive, you're saying, all right, well, the guy's really talented, and this is a really good matchup against Washington. They've allowed the fifth most fantasy points to the wide receiver position this year. So that's what you're banking on. I mean, if you look at most rankings, most people are going to have Jefferson around wide receiver 20 to 25 range. So everyone's kind of already docked him for the quarterback play. But like I said, there's just a lot of receivers in that range that have major question marks. You just don't feel good about a lot of those guys.
Adam, you mentioned one of the names I was going to ask you about there, Rome Odunze. I mean, before the bye week, first 4 weeks, five touchdowns, comes out after the bye, only one touchdown in his next eight games, really two playable games only in those next eight games. Are you to the point where he's like a matchup flex player? How far down have you moved Rome Odunze?
Yeah, he's like, you know, around 25 to 30 era of wide receiver. It's really Caleb Williams that has been the problem. He was wide open for a touchdown in that Philly game, and Caleb Williams couldn't get on the ball. And Ben Johnson even said it, that they're not winning because of their passing game. It's the run game, their defense, they're getting turnovers. I always worry about Caleb Williams against solid defenses. If you look at his numbers this year, the best games he had were against the Bengals and the Cowboys, two of the worst defenses. So it's really Caleb Williams that has really brought down Odunze. You know, he's still getting the target share. He's over 20%. You know, he is getting red zone targets, but it is very tough to trust him right now, especially in this matchup against Green Bay. So he's in that like wide receiver three area where you're hoping that he can find a touchdown, but it's tough to believe in Caleb Williams in this matchup against Green Bay.
Adam, if somebody finds himself in a tough spot with running backs, injuries, bye still in week 14, are there any waiver wire running backs? Waivers, of course, have already run. But are there any running backs out there that you have your eye on?
Well, I play in a lot of deep leagues, so in mine there's nothing. So I don't know what range you're looking at. I mean, I'm pretty sure Blake Corum's already taken. We've seen him see an increased role. I'm assuming Devin Neal is gone. Chris Rodriguez of Washington has become the lead back. He doesn't catch passes. He's not involved in a passing game, so you're banking on a touchdown, but he's looked good and he's become that guy. It's just, I think people have just become so savvy that, yeah, you know, all these guys, I mean, even Samaje Perine is a guy that's rostered. I mean, maybe Bashel Tootin if he's out there, Jordan Mason if he's dropped, but I'm pretty sure you're saying, yep, no, all those guys are rostered. Yeah, the waiver wire, we just don't have any running backs over the last week or two that emerged. You know, you had Emmanuel Wilson a couple weeks ago because Jacobs was out. We don't have any of those situations right now. I mean, Aaron Jones is banged up and Jordan Mason would be the guy, but number one, you don't trust the offense. And number two, he's probably rostered in a lot of leagues. So yeah, if you are hurting a running back, you're in trouble. You're just going to have to go with what's on your roster because there's no obvious guy that's out there. I mean, unless you dig deep and go with a Keaton Mitchell and hope that he finds the end zone, or a Ty Johnson, hopefully catches a pass. But yeah, there's really not much at running back right now.
Adam, is there anyone at the quarterback spot that you're just watching and you're saying, like, this guy has put up, I think Caleb, like you mentioned Caleb Williams, like, he is top 10 in fantasy, but it's impossible to play him right now. So is there anyone like that you're looking at as a normally has been a starting quarterback this year in fantasy that you're kind of hit the eject button on and go to someone else?
Yeah, it's Caleb Williams right now. I'm really fearful, especially with this schedule coming up, and they play Green Bay twice in the next 3 weeks. They get Cleveland. I mean, it is not going to be good for him. You can say what he's done and his points per game, but that's the past. So he would be got. I would look to move on from. I have him in a league where I'm fighting to get in the playoffs this week, and I have Mariota and Jaden Daniels. So whoever starts, I'm going with them. I know Jaden Daniels put in a full practice today, so that's a good sign. And Mariota can run a little bit. We saw him have a good game last week against a very tough Denver defense. But having McLaurin back is massive for that You know, if you're digging deep, Tyrod Taylor is not a bad option against Miami. But, yeah, I do think there's a lot of quarterbacks that we just don't trust right now, unless you have, like, one of the top guys. And even those guys can give you a bad week. So, like, Mahomes, like, he's got the Texans this week. I know it's Mahomes, but the Texans have been lethal to fantasy quarterbacks. Now, if I have Mahomes, unless I have, like, Burrow, Stafford, Dak, I'm playing them. But, like, that is the worst matchup you can get. The Texans defense didn't allow anything to Josh Allen. They're playing at a high level right now. But it makes it intriguing because that is such a massive game, specifically for Kansas City. Because if they fall to 6-7 in that AFC, I don't know if they're getting in. So, but, yeah, there's a lot of question marks. Baker Mayfield hasn't played well. You know, Jordan Love, it all depends on are they going to allow him to pass. Bo Nix is another quarterback that is a matchup play. He's gotten most of his numbers against crappy defenses, including that where he counted for 4 touchdowns in the fourth quarter against the Giants in that crazy comeback. Justin Herbert's dealing with this left-hand injury. So, yeah, there's Daniel Jones with the fibula. So, yeah, you start going down the list. There's a lot of quarterbacks you don't feel comfortable with right now.
Adam, you mentioned Baker Mayfield. It seems like he's about to get some help with Mike Evans putting in 2 limited practices this week. I don't know if he plays this weekend, but what is your feel in that situation? Do you think he's back this week, next week? And when he returns, are you starting him right away, or you want to just want to see what it looks like with maybe a crowded room there before you inject him right back into your lineup?
No, if Evans comes back, you're putting him in immediately. He's such a big red zone threat. He has good rapport, Baker Mayfield, so he's a guy that you can get back in immediately, even if he doesn't play a full complement of snaps. So we saw it last week, right? They said McLaurin was going to be limited. He played 54% of the snaps, but when he was on the field, they were targeting him. So that's going to be the same thing with Evans. And I actually do think Baker Mayfield can finish the season strong. I like their schedule. They're playing for a division title. They get the Saints this week at home. They get another home game next week on Thursday against the Falcons. So they got a short week. So maybe they bring Evans back for that game potentially. Then they're at Carolina and championship week at Miami. So we shouldn't have to worry about any weather issues pretty much in any of those games. Maybe the Carolina game. We saw them last week have some rain in that game, which hurt Stafford. But I think Baker Mayfield is actually one of those quarterbacks that could finish strong. He is dealing with that left shoulder issue. I think he's also dealing with some other issues. He's been on the injury report with a knee issue a few weeks ago. And finally, it's caught up to him with all the injuries at the skill position players. But they could have Evans, Godwin, and Egbuka going. And with Bucky Irvin back here, too. And I thought he looked really good in his return last week. So things are looking up for the Tampa Bay offense and Baker Mayfield.
Strong run recently, Adam, in some of these plays. 33 of your last 50 NBA bets. This is as of December 1st. 36 of your last 53 NFL bets. What can you say about this, and where can everybody find you?
Yeah, the NBA is now up to 40 out of the last 61. Nice. Had a 3-1 night yesterday. And NFL last week, I only went 4-4. I kind of had a feeling it was going to be an ugly week. You know, I did well on Thanksgiving. I went light on Sunday. Good thing I did because, again, 4-4 week, but 36 out of the last 54. So, yeah, on X, at Adam Ronis, there's a link in my bio. It's WAP.com, Adam-Ronis, so you can check it out. Or you can DM me, and I'll get you a discount for your listeners. But, yeah, just it's an unbelievable role right now, and it will, you know, when the downswing comes, and hopefully it's like, you know, 2-4. So hopefully it never comes, but we got to be realistic here. We're not going to hit 80% all season long. But hopefully when the downswing does come, it's easier to absorb when you have these really nice hot streaks. So just looking to keep it going here and staying hot.
Great insight as always, brother. Have a great fantasy football weekend. Great football weekend.
Yeah, good luck to everyone trying to get in the playoffs this week. Let's get it.
Let's get it. Adam Ronis. You can find him on Twitter, TikTok, at Adam Ronis. Sharp, in my opinion. All right, 713-780-3776. For the Texans, is it playoffs or bust? 713-780-3776. Jeremy and Joe, ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2. It's Two Creeks Crossing Resort or bust for me. That's where you need to be spending your spare time. That's where you need to be spending your off time. A lot of people take PTO. What do they do? Who knows what they do? But they should be out at Two Creeks Crossing Resort on Lake Livingston. It's the best weekend idea for you. It's the best holiday idea for you. It's the best Monday through Friday idea for you. And they're always taking care of their visitors, too. Take tomorrow, for instance, a winter wonderland all weekend long. Bonfire and s'mores for you. Outdoor family movie both Friday and Saturday. A little live music on Saturday. Well, I don't want to go there. I'm going to miss my football. Nuh-uh. They got you covered at Swampers. You can watch your college football at Swampers as you drink a long neck ice cold beer. Ain't ever broke my heart. Escape the city. Enjoy the relaxing great outdoors. Book your stay. TwoCreeksCrossingResort.com. They got the open green spaces, wildlife you just don't see in the city. Beautiful, beautiful outdoors in nature. Some of the best fishing in Texas, too. You got the Two Creeks that run alongside their property. The catch and release pond in the middle of the property, which is great. Great to teach the kiddos how to do a little fishing. It's also just 90 minutes from Houston, from downtown Houston. You're there in an hour and a half. You're not wasting your day and wasting your precious time in the car driving across state or states. You're not wasting your time in the airport. You got to get there early, TSA. No, you're there in 90 minutes. You're going to be hiking their 92 acres of property in no time. Maybe you like to kayak. They got that. Maybe you like to play pickleball. They got that for you as well. And they got all kinds of stays. You can glamp with them. They got the glamping. Their cabins are awesome right on their creek. Branham family stayed in the treehouse. The treehouse is awesome. The kids loved it. Maybe you have your own RV. Well, they got perfect RV hookup spots for you. And from now through February, you can get 40% off all cabin rentals and 20% off nightly RV stays. What are you waiting for? Take advantage of the 40-20 discount. Also, search for them on social media. They always got giveaways. You may even get a free stay. So follow them at Two Creeks Crossing Resort. Book your stay now. TwoCreeksCrossingResort.com. That's TwoCreeksCrossingResort.com.
Do you have the ESPN Houston app? Download it now in your app store.
Back to the Huntington Bank Studios with Jeremy Branham and Joe George.
He's Joe. I'm Jeremy. 713-780-3776. There are some injury concerns for the Houston Texans. First one, Tim Settle's done for the year, boys.
That sucks.
Yeah, his foot. He's been really good. Texans rotate a lot of defensive linemen. He's been one of your top two DTs. That's a blow. That's a loss right there.
Yeah, that's a big loss. I mean, you're right. He's played really well this year, and they've been pretty healthy on defense, and it just feels like, unfortunately, at the worst time of the year, it's kind of that karma's kind of biting them a little bit, right? Just like losing Settle for the season. And the other one you're going to get to here in a second, Kamar Lassiter, that might be worse.
How did you know I was going to get to that, Joe?
Because I know that's the other injury.
Why'd you take that news from me? I wanted to be the one to deliver it.
I didn't say what it was.
Yeah. You got a foot injury, too. Aaron Wilson reported, which is, it could be good news, could be bad news that Aaron Wilson's reporting it. Wilson does not bat 1,000. Very good. But he has famously missed on D'Amico. He said D'Amico was not interested in the Texans job. And then, of course, C.J. Gardner-Johnson. Although Aaron Wilson wasn't wrong on that, he was just early. The Texans did lose C.J. Gardner-Johnson for the season once they released him. So he might have been wrong about some of the facts.
Wasn't he also wrong about Mixon?
He was mostly out for the entire year. Yeah, I guess he was. He said that Mixon was expected to be back by week one. Yeah.
It's week 14.
Yeah, he's done.
Week 14.
Maybe he meant 2026, Aaron Wilson. Maybe he meant 2000. Maybe he wasn't wrong, just early.
Way early.
He might be ready for week one of the 2026 season. But Lassiter was not practicing today. Aaron Wilson says Kamari Lassiter sidelined with foot injury. While it wasn't regarded as season ending, his availability for Sunday's game against KC is up in the air. Per sources, team added corner Jamarcus Ingram off waivers today. See, it's that last part that I don't love. Like, you're claiming a corner off of waivers. Now you have some action to the talk. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that means he's not going to play this weekend. I don't know how else to look at it. Because, I mean, I guess you could have claimed a defensive tackle there. I'm sure there's someone got waived and you could have added to your defensive line room to replace Tim Settle. But this is a position that we talked about yesterday between that and safety of how you can mix and match these guys, and we weren't factoring in that Kamari Lassiter was hurt, because it feels like this is the first we've heard of this, unless it was on the injury report earlier this week and I missed it, but it does not feel good in terms of specifically for this matchup, because even though they haven't been dynamic, the Chiefs' offense this year in a lot of ways, like now you're down safeties, you're down corners, you're getting really thin back there versus Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, see, I think you can, like, obviously you don't want Tim Settle to be hurt, but Tommy Tagai has been very good. Mario Edwards has been solid. Danico Autry, I don't really think, is a defensive tackle. I think he's more of a third-down pass-rushing defensive tackle. Like, he's not going to play on first and second down in the middle, in my opinion. So you can survive settle, though, because you still have some other solid options. Corner, though, it's very, very alarming. Because if Lasseter misses, let's just say a game, like if he just misses a game, what's the play? Like, the only other corner that you currently have that you would play and you feel comfortable about playing, unless they just really like Jamarcus Ingram, who doesn't know the scheme. He got claimed today.
I do not know this man.
He'll be back. I mean, he'll be in the offices tomorrow. So, I mean, if Lasseter doesn't play, Tremont Smith is your starting outside corner opposite of Derek Stingley. If you're playing nickel, Petrie's probably your nickel corner. I mean, he is your nickel corner, which means you're playing a safety of either Miles Bryan or you call up Jalen Mills. So, if Lasseter misses and you're playing nickel, which they play primarily nickel, especially against Kansas City, I imagine, that means that Tremont Smith and either Miles Bryan or Jalen Mills are going to be on the field at least 75% of the time. That's scary.
That sounds all bad.
It's bad.
It's all bad there. Do you think they pivot away from nickel then?
No, I don't.
Just ride it out with the guys they have?
Because even if you go nickel, which I think that's dangerous to do against Kansas City, although Kansas City will play some heavy packages. They'll play some 12 personnel, stuff like that. But they also will go 11 personnel and play three receivers against you. So maybe they mix and match based on the formation that Kansas City's giving them. But even if you go 4-3, and this is going to be dictated based on what Kansas City's doing, so Kansas City wants you to play nickel, then you're going to play nickel. So that'll be a fascinating game within the game. What defense does Andy Reid want to look at? Does he want to look at the Texans in a nickel or the Texans in a 4-3? But if you play the 4-3 out, if you play it out, well, then Tremont Smith is still your second corner opposite of Derek Stingley. And then I guess at that point you're probably moving Jalen Petrie to safety, which I don't love him as a safety. I'll agree that he's the best option between Petrie, Miles Bryant, and Jalen Mills, but I also don't love that he's playing safety.
Well, and I think Mills didn't practice today.
Is that right? How did he get hurt? He was on the practice squad. What did Jalen Mills do to get hurt?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. It's Jalen Reed. Okay. I misread it.
Yeah, he's out for the year, isn't he, Jalen Reed?
It just says did not practice, so he's on the injury report.
Wow. So Jalen Reed is the dude who broke the metal plate in his arm.
Yeah.
He broke the metal plate in his forearm. I thought he'd be out a couple of weeks. I didn't think he'd be even an option to come back soon. That would be a gamer, man. If he plays against Kansas City after breaking the metal plate that he previously had inserted into his arm, that guy is a dog.
Is that above Daniel Jones?
No.
Okay.
It's very, very close, though. Very close. Because I don't know if he re-broke his arm, you know? Like, did he just break the plate? And also, you see defensive players play with clubs all the time. Like, a dog. If you're playing with a club on your arm, you're a dog.
But
you do see it semi-frequently.
Yeah, I didn't realize that. Honestly, I guess I missed that he broke the metal plate in his arm. I think he just broke his arm.
Broke the metal plate in his arm, which I don't know what's worse. Is it worse to break your forearm, or is it worse to break the metal plate that was previously inserted in your forearm when you previously broke it?
I've never heard of the latter happening, so I'll go with that one.
That's pain. I mean, that sounds painful.
We can get a new metal plate, though, just replace it.
Joe, just go in there and pull that thing. Joe's acting like it's a splinter. You just go in there, take the splinter out. You're good.
Yeah, just take it out. They put a new one in.
You know how that stuff happens, man. Like
it's like changing a tire.
Yeah.
No. Not like that at all.
I've talked to doctors because you know I rub elbows with doctors and you know athletic trainers and stuff like that. I've talked to them about
Felt like you're bragging there.
Is it though? Like. They talk about like what it's like to like put a rod in and take a rod out. Like you're talking about bone grafts, you're talking about shaving of the bone. Like it's some nasty stuff, painful stuff. You know,
just get a new one. See,
so I imagine that's what they did with them, right? You probably go in there, you probably put them under, you probably take out the metal plate, you probably re-enter another metal plate. Which if you're playing with all that, because that's got to be sore, you know? Like, sure, he's got painkillers and stuff like that.
I mean, every time
but
you tackle, you're going
to play 6 days later?
I think there's no way he's playing this weekend with that.
I wouldn't. I wouldn't play for the rest of my life.
You're soft.
I feel differently, though.
You're soft.
I mean, I did play basketball in middle school, Joe, with a broken bone in my wrist. I went back into the game with a broken bone in my wrist.
Yeah,
I didn't
know
it at the time.
Broken.
I didn't know it at the time.
How'd that free throw go?
I shot a three. It landed at the free throw line. That's when I knew something was wrong.
You shot a three and it landed at the free throw line?
I had a hairline fracture in my wrist, Joe. I took a charge. I didn't really know how to fall, so I put my arms down to brace my fall, cracked my wrist. I came out of the game for a moment. I was like, this doesn't feel good. Came out of the game for a moment. I wanted to get back in because I'm a gamer. I'm a dog. Play hurt, whatever. So I checked back into the game. I was like, put me back in, coach. I'm ready. And then, and he, of course, you know, he caters to me because I was the star player of the seventh grade B team. Sure. And then, so I get a good look from three, Joe, and I shoot the three, and it landed at the elbow.
Yikes.
And I was like, okay, I know that this is something's wrong. So I checked myself out of the game. We went to get an x-ray, and I had a broken bone in my wrist.
Was this the alcoholic coach that put you back in?
No, that was baseball.
Okay. Sounds like an alcoholic decision.
I did play a season with a broken thumb, though, for the alcoholic baseball coach. Although I didn't play much. Although I did hit 400 in my senior year. No, probably not. I don't think he paid me much mind. He didn't pay me much mind until he saw me at the bar the other day when we went there. All right, 713-780-3776. So those are the Texans injuries. Not great news. Which leads us to, is it playoffs or bust for the Houston Texans? 713-780-3776. Jeremy and Joe, ESPN 97.5, 97.9 HD2.
ESPN 97.5.
This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints. Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right Rug.